afternoon. Welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting of November 19th. First thing is to approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Had a minute, September 12th. Any corrections, questions, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Mr. Guy, anybody signed up for public comment? Operators, check online, please, for any public comment.
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Okay, we'll close public comment. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business today is consideration of the 2025 council meeting schedule and holiday schedule. Contained in your packet was information related to the proposed schedule. As in years past, the county will follow the typical holiday schedule. Thus, for the upcoming year, the offices will close for the following dates: New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, Good Friday, Memorial Day, Juneteenth, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Regarding the council's meeting schedule, the council is scheduled to meet every Tuesday except on days affected by holidays or days we select not to meet. If additional meetings are required, council can always schedule one at its discretion. There was a calendar provided for reference, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Okay. Read your motion, please.
Be it moved that the county council approves the 2025 meeting schedule and holiday schedule as presented.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carry. Next.
All right. County Administrator's Report for November 19th, 2024. Item one, a reminder that the annual County on the Circle program will take place on Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m. in front of the Sussex County Courthouse. This is a free event sponsored by the County Council each year. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend and to bring a food item for the less fortunate if they can afford to do so. For those wishing to make a monetary donation, the county has partnered this year with the Food Bank of Delaware. Visit give.fbd.org/caroling to make an online donation. The Pack the Pod Food Drive campaign will remain in full swing until the end of December. For the night of caroling, we are once again partnering with the Georgetown Chamber, which sponsors the Georgetown Christmas Parade. Following caroling on the circle, the town will hold its tree lighting before the parade steps off at 7 p.m. We invite the public to attend this fun-filled festival. Item two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion: Heritage Shores, Villas at Bridgeville, Phase 5E, and Sandpiper Cove Phase 2 construction record effective October 30th. Item 3, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for October 24 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 191 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of October. Item 4, the council will not meet on Tuesday, November 26 during the week of Thanksgiving. The county offices will be closed on Thursday, November 28th and Friday, November 29th for the Thanksgiving holiday and reopen Monday, December 2nd at 8:30 a.m. Please note, council will not meet on Tuesday, December 3rd. Our next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on December 10th. Item 5, the county's holiday and employee appreciation luncheon will take place on Friday, December 6th at the Crossroad Conference Center. County offices will close at 12 p.m. on December 6th and will reopen on Monday, December 9th. The public is asked to plan accordingly during this time, and we appreciate the public's understanding. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. We're going to back up something I don't normally do, but I guess this gentleman got here late. To public comment, come on forward, sir. You got 3 minutes. Wait a second until there's a button you got to turn on and get the microphone turned on. At the base of it, there it is. Okay, now the green light comes on, you've got 3 minutes. One light, the amber light, you got a minute. The red light, you are finished.
I'm done. Okay. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you letting me come up here and give a comment. My name is Greg Lindner. I'm the president of the Veranda HOA, which is in the Peninsula complex. Celia Oftenberg, who's the president of the Conservancy, which is also in the Peninsula complex, is unable to be here today, but she wanted my comments to reflect which she was thinking as well. First, there's been a project that's been going on within the veranda and the conservancy as far as paving and other repairs. That's a project that started a while ago, and part of that occurred with the initial conversations that took place with Todd Lawson and with his team of people. They did a fantastic job. They talked to the community in advance. All of the communication was available in order to ask the questions, and it set up a very good way in order to move forward with the project. So what I wanted to say here was that first, I thank Todd and his team. Hans is in the back. He was a part of this before he went on his semi-retirement. Mark Parker has been absolutely fantastic in the communications that has occurred between the veranda and with the conservancy. And Anthony Giuseppe has been the person who has been the on-site project manager that has done a really good job. And so Celia and I talked, and I wanted to make sure that we came here, and we thanked Todd and the team for doing the type of job that was fantastic. I was on a school board for 8 years. I always liked it when people came and said thank you when something ended up happening and ended up being right. And so I wanted to make sure that I came here and I said the same, you know, the comments, just to let you know what a wonderful job that members of the, you know, of the team have done in order to give us a satisfactory response. We're about 3 or 4 days away, I think, from being finished. And for some people, they waited 17 years for the construction to happen. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for all those kind words for our staff and Mr. Lawson. I'm certainly glad I went back on the agenda and let you speak. Karen Burlington, fourth quarter employee recognition awards. Come on down, young lady.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. I am happy to announce and congratulate our fourth quarter Shining Star winners. With 43 submissions this quarter, the Shining Star Committee has selected 3 winners. So at this time, I would like to read their Shining Star submissions. I do have one from Jamie Whitehouse for Danielle Loans, and that was for being a problem solver. On August the 30th, Danielle successfully and skillfully worked with a property owner's attorney on a particularly complex series of building permits for new dwelling to be located in the West Rehoboth subdivision. These building permit applications were particularly complex and required Danielle to coordinate between different agencies and departments, including planning and zoning. Danielle remained calm and polite throughout, despite receiving some particular challenging communications that were loaded with complex legal matters. The outcome was a positive one, with all parties satisfied with the outcome and thanking Danielle for her efforts. Danielle's problem solving and attention to detail enabled this matter to be resolved quickly with a high level of customer service. Danielle's efforts are greatly appreciated by the planning and zoning director and shows not only her attention to detail, but also the application of extraordinary effort to resolving complex permit applications and get our customers moving forward. And Danielle Loans works in the assessment department, the permit counter. She also received another Shining Star from Jamie Whitehouse for above and beyond, in addition to a member that works with her, Alberta Johnston. Alberta can't be here last minute. She has become ill. However, I want to read, it's the same submission for both of them to be recognized. On October 15th, 2024, both Alberta Johnston and Danielle Loans worked with the developer for Chapel Branch Apartments to issue an urgent foundation-only building permit at the building permit counter. This action for a strategically significant workforce housing project was the culmination of several months of efforts from Building Code Planning and Zoning Administration and the Planning and Zoning Commission to deliver an important project under the county's new affordable housing ordinance. The developer has encountered significant obstacles in obtaining agency approvals, and the entire project risked failure due to the applicant's inability to obtain a building permit. Both Alberta and Danielle assisted the applicant's team to obtain fees and process paperwork before the upcoming state deadline and the applicant's deadline for closing on the land. Both Alberta's and Danielle's efforts in wrestling with a complex multi-departmental coordination are greatly appreciated by all involved and have helped greatly in delivering this strategically significant housing project. This type of housing is in high demand and short supply in Sussex County. Thank you both greatly for your extraordinary efforts. And last but not least, I have Juana Sofrani, and she works in GIS department with Megan nearby. Megan had submitted a Shining Star for a goal achieved badge. Juana has achieved a long-sought-after goal, next-gen 911 I3 compliance. There's going to be a lot of these that we're probably not going to understand. In order to achieve this, over 97% accuracy is required, not only in county addresses and county street address ranges, but the telephone records and tabular MSAG, which is Master Street Addressing Guide data. Comparing four different databases and determining which is correct and what change needs to happen where is a huge feat. The county also previously did not have access to these records in a live fashion. After several admin meetings, we were granted access to these databases, so Juana took on updating not only the streets and addresses as part of her standard task, but providing updates to the phone companies as well as the state of Delaware for these updates. She was so proficient, she was granted access to directly edit the MSAG data, which cut out the middleman and reduced the room for error. Through meetings and audits and a lot of hard work, Juana pushed the county over the edge to reach compliance at lightning speed. So each one will receive a certificate, a Shining Star pin, and will be eligible for the Employee of the Year that will be announced at the Mildred King Employee Appreciation Luncheon set for December 6th. So please join me in congratulating these three, Alberta, Danielle, and Juana, for their outstanding contributions. If those that are here could come up and grab a picture with Mr. President Vincent.
Congratulations. Thank you. Mike Harmer, come on down. Let's talk about medical construction change orders.
All right. Mike Harmer, County Engineer. I'm here to brief a change order number two related to a process control system cabinets which communicate with existing supervisory control and data acquisition system, that's the SCADA system, for the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility Electrical and Switchgear Upgrade Project, number S24-09. The original cabinet was to include a county-furnished industrial process control cabinet to match recent projects. However, due to enhanced business process needs and associated decisions, we elected to move towards the operator interface terminals to mitigate against redundancy as stated in the memo package that's in your folders. As such, the electrical contractor priced it out at the work in the aggregate amount of $6,102.82. After review of the proposal, the engineering department recommends that we proceed forward with this change order and $6,102.82. If you have any questions, I can answer any that you may have or read the motion.
Read your motion, please.
All right. Be it moved upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering that change order number two for contract S24-09, Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility Electrical Service and Switchgear Replacement Electrical Construction be approved, increasing the contract by $6,102.82.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on motion? Excuse me. Second?
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Medlars, project engineer.
Project engineer. Good afternoon, Mr. President, Council members. We are closing out another project, so I'm really taking on the task you gave me to get as many projects to completion as I've started. Not quite getting there, but I'm doing quite a number of them. So this one was an interesting project, Long Neck Communities. I gave you a history in the memo of how that particular area was created. It was a three-step creation by council. You touched it three times. It's because it came in three different sections. We had a funding package. I gave you the initial funding package breakdown, which was pretty good funding offer from the SOF. Then the low bid came in, and we had a funding gap. Gave you the supplemental, and what happened was the supplemental, which was all in loan forgiveness at that point. And then we could award the project. There was an initial very difficult phase when we had deep sewer dewatering in the Sherwood Forest area, which required us to seek the cooperation from the school district, as well as Mr. Tunnel, well recognized here, for the disposal of the water. That was a time and material change order, which increased the price. But overall, when it was all said and done, we had a number of savings with line items which did not reach all the quantities we needed, in particular because of the early value engineering design change we implemented right at the beginning of the project, which cut down some of the high price items. And the end result is you saw a decrease of $750,000, but because the increases on the time and material, the project came in at about $650,000 less than we had anticipated. We, and that's the big we, the administration and engineering department, we proposed to the SRF that these funds be reallocated to another project which is still open and ongoing, which is the Joy Beach project. So we are awaiting a response from the SRF team on that. But the motion today would close out this project, release all the retainage, and essentially allow us to move on here. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
IBU move based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department at change order number 3 for contract S21-10, Long Neck Communities, be approved for a decrease of $748,897.05. And that substantial completion be granted effective August 21, 2024, with any held retainage released in accordance with the contract documents contingent upon the SRF concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be at the motion carried. Thank you,
sir. Mr. President.
And I'm glad to see we have Councilman Wilson visiting with us today. And certainly you had a deduction on something. It makes him very happy when that occurs. So
he voted for some of the extensions.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. First grant request is Downtown Seaford Association. They're requesting $2,000 for their annual Christmas parade. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $1,000 from Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Make a motion to grant $1,250 on District 1. Somebody make that motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer to grant $1,250 out of District 1 Council Bank account to the Downtown Seaford Association for their annual Christmas parade. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried.
Okay, next one is Good Samaritan Aid Organization is requesting $1,000 for their annual Christmas basket toy outreach. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $1,000 from Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I'll make a motion to grant $1,000 from District 1 Council Bank account.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson to grant $1,000 from District 1 Council Bank account to the Good Samaritan Aid Organization Incorporated for their annual Christmas basket toy outreach. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Cape and Lopin High School Boys Basketball Boosters Club is requesting $750 for their Beach Bash tournament. There are no previous grants for the Boys Basketball Boosters Club. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I'll offer $750 from the 3rd District account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson to grant $750 from District 3 Council Mag account to the Cape and Lopin High School Boys Basketball Boosters Club Incorporated for their Beach Bash tournament. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next.
And next one is Historic Georgetown Association is requesting $7,500 for the preservation and restoration of historic structures. Last grant received for this organization was in the amount of $2,000 for education and disability purposes for Mr. Riley. Mr. Riley, please.
Mr.
Agenda.
Riley.
I will move to give them $2,500 for my account.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson to grant $2,500 from District 5 Council Bank account to the Historic Georgetown Association for the Preservation and Restoration of Historical Structures. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one. Optimist International Foundation is requesting $2,000 for the Essay Contest Youth Appreciation Day. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $1,500, which was from the countywide youth program. I believe Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I make a motion to grant them the same $1,500 again, the countywide youth grant.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Schaefer, to grant $1,500 from the countywide youth grant to the Optimist International Foundation for their essay contest and youth appreciation. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Indian River School District is requesting $2,000 for their SRO support at Lord Baltimore Elementary. Last grant received for Lord Baltimore Elementary was in the amount of $1,000 from Mr. Hudson, and Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson.
Make a motion to grant Lord Baltimore Elementary School $1,000 from the District 4 account.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, grant $1,000 from District 4 Council MAC account to the Indian River School District for Lord Baltimore Elementary SRO. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you, everybody. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have two. The first one is in your district, Mr. President, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district and an AR1 agricultural residential district for a retail store to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.07 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a warehouse, office, indoor and outdoor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.95 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Trust introduce it. That's all. Council member comments. Council member comments. Okay, we'll move to executive session for land acquisition. Make a motion, somebody.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, to go into executive session for land acquisition. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
All right, we have motion carried. We're now downstairs in executive session.